Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have Rochelle Tipton, the girls' head track coach at Newton High School. And Rochelle, thanks for spending time with us. You got a couple of indoor meets in the books already. Before we talk about those, let's kind of talk about the team in general going into this year. First off, numbers. How are you doing numbers-wise?
Numbers-wise, we're doing pretty good. It's more of an up year compared to the last couple of years. We're sitting at about 43, 44 on the roster. So that's a really nice number to have a lot of good depth, but also hopefully still get everybody some chances to compete throughout the season.
Okay. Let's talk about field events first off. How's those looking going into the season?
We're looking really good. We've got, Tori back as a state qualifier and state placer in the high jump, but then we've got Ellie DeVries joining her, and she's had a really good start to the season and just makes a couple work tweaks here and there and works on a couple of things. She could easily be over a 5 foot jumper just like Tori. Throws are looking really good. We've got state qualifier back in Addie Hammerly, and then Brooke Jarvis has also had a really good season last year in the shot, and she's starting off better than where she started at this point last year, so that's always a good sign that it's going to keep improving. And we've got more throwers joining them this year, so that's also good. Get a little competition in there for them, so that'll be nice. Yeah. And then long jump, Abby Bruce was our top jumper last year. She's back looking to continue success there, and got some other ones joining her too.
It's always nice to have a fellow athlete doing the same thing to push you a little bit.
Yes, it is.
Okay, then let's talk short distance, sprints and the like. How's things looking there?
Things are looking really good there too. We had some events make it to state last year that not only are we hoping to get back to, but place higher, hopefully even bring some hardware home at state in those events. So that'll be nice. But yeah, there's a lot of good depth there. I think we got a lot of options, so that's really nice.
All right, and then the distance?
Distance has gotten off to a really good start. There are all of the events that have ran have been either faster than where they even ended the season last year, or at least for sure faster than where they started last year. But it's been really exciting to see the drive that group has. And again, there's just a lot of good depth there too. So they keep pushing each other and want to do really well.
I think that group's kind of led by some juniors and seniors then.
Yep. We got Bella Winther and Harper Barton kind of being the bigger leaders in that group, but we've got Haley Dickerson and Alex Riney as well that have had really solid performances for us over the years, and they just keep being great leaders for that group. So that's really good to have.
Definitely. Well, you started out at the Uni Dome. That's a meet where a lot of teams are, and I believe you had four top 20 finishes there.
Yeah, that was really exciting to see. Even just putting together and deciding times to enter them in at, when I entered in our 4x8, I was surprised to see the time I put us into the fast heat. But they not only pretty much ran the time that I put them in at, it put them in that same spot they would have qualified into. So it was nice to see that they could do that, and that's where they're at and sitting, and that they all have more to give in that event.
That's Harper Barton, Audrey Muckler, Bella Winther, and Peyton Ray, right?
Yep.
They finished 11th there. And Lauren Clark's been doing real well first two indoor meets.
Yes, well, Lauren has done really well. She's been doing great in the 60s, made it into the finals, and especially at UNI, there's a lot of people in that event, so to make finals and be top eight is really, really neat to see. And then she had a really great 200 to start off at Iowa State. And so yeah, she's really going to look to lead that sprint group.
Were you kind of surprised right out of the gate? I believe you texted me and said, it was a good start and for that first meet at Uni Dome.
Yeah, I mean, I knew they could run well, and, the times, they are all pretty well put, were running the times I figured they could run. It was nice to see that it placed them that well.
Yeah, definitely. Of course, 4x800, we mentioned them. 4x400 team also did well.
Yes. Yep. Really. That was another one that, it was very exciting to see be not even top 20, but top 15 as well. So
what meets you have coming up?
We got a little bit of a break here. And then after next week we get to the outdoor season and we'll take some JV athletes over to Colfax on April 1st. And then everybody is all together. We got JV and varsity full team at Boone on April 3rd.
Things kind of pick up in the month of April.
Yep. They pick up pretty hard. Yep.
And the big home meet. Yeah. Do we have a big home meet?
We've got the two big home meets. The first one is Thursday, April 24th. And then Cardinal Relays this year is going to be Friday, May 9th.
Okay.
So it's a Friday this year.
So off to a good start for the girls.
Yes, off to a great start.
Good deal. Thanks for joining us on the Coach's
Corner. Yeah, you're welcome.
That is Rochelle Tipton, head coach of the girls track and field team for Newton High School, joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.